got cooking. How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
Well, hey, hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Cooking Fish, and I'm Fishing Frank, and we got Pastor Donnie over there, and co-hosting is Barry, the big Barry B, and today we've got our special guest, Dad, who I don't know what his real name is, but he's Dad.
Hey, Frank, Dad. Frank, now, he's still way older than you. You can still call him Dad.
The next name I get is before K and somewhere after E, I'm going to guess J. I get it.
Jay's going to be stepping in here today because he's also a chef, and so I'm going to give some ingredients. Barry's going to help me out with this, even though we didn't practice this beforehand. And Jay's going to throw in some tidbits information on some other ideas with it. And so he's going to help us out with a little bit of it. Dad's going to help us out. He spoke a little bit on the last radio show, so we're going to kind of con him into talking a little bit here.
I wasn't even going to mention that part. We had him suckered in good, boy. We had him on the hook. We were bringing him in. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I think we got like 8 minutes out of him on the last show, but he's going to tell us how he likes to catch some of these things because he's been out there catching with me, and so we're going to get some good air time with this. All right, Barry, I need this, okay? I'm going to be on a dock or in the inlet.
Okay.
And I need some sea trout. I need some good trout. Okay. So talk to me what you're going to use.
I mean, trout are like very, they eat such a wide selection of bait. So do you want to do it live bait or artificial, or should it give you a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Let's
I'll do the artificial, you do the live.
All right. Oh.
Okay. I mean, I think a staple for trout, what I would do is get shrimp.
Get shrimp.
Shrimp is like number one for these trout. They love it. And I'm just trying to keep it as simple as possible. So I would get some shrimp. Frozen will work. If you can get live, that will be better. And get a jig head. I would say get about a quarter-ounce jig head that will cover most of your area, and like a floater that you can attach to your line. So you can get any, like a good-sized shrimp, just an average size. Depends on which bait shop you get them. Frank, what size is like about a 3-incher.
What you want, what we call a choice, but anybody else, it's just a larger regular, and it's a nice shrimp. Trout tend to come up from behind the shrimp and fold it to eat it.
Exactly.
They're unlike most fish, which eat them head first.
Right.
So the best way for a trout is go in one side of the head and out the other,
yep,
so that when that trout comes over the top on that shrimp, you get a good upper lip hook set.
Exactly.
So any type of bobber, 2 to 3 feet down, but make that bobber make noise because they like the noise.
You want the popper.
Exactly. I was going to specify which bobber to get, and that's the one that has like a cone-shaped top. Mm-hmm. So that way, like if you're not getting any bites, you just twitch your rod tip a little bit, and it'll make like a little splurge sound on the surface, and that mimics fish feeding, and that will draw trout to your bobber, or trout to your shrimp.
Right.
And I would recommend using about, you can use 20-pound leader, but 30 will also be fine, mono or fluoro. And I mentioned the quarter-ounce jig head, and I love chartreuse, like a color like that. Chartreuse, hot pink works really well
for
trout.
If you're going to use a jig head under a float, you're always better off with a Rockport Rattler because you get the color, plus you get that little bit of noise. And you hook the shrimp by going through the bottom of the head, out through the top. So you get that good positive hook set.
Good.
And the jig head then becomes more like an extension of the shrimp, making it look just a little bigger.
Okay.
The head's very colorful, but it's a really good way to do that. Number one lure for trout is the DOA Deadly Tandem. It's two lures thrown at the same time. So you tie your line to a swivel. It comes pre-done with leader on it. You tie your line to the swivel, and when you cast it out, lift your rod tip up, starting from like 9:30, go all the way up to 11, back to 9:30, and keep reeling it. What that does is raise both those up into the water, and they chase each other up and down, kind of like the fish chase them out of the grass, then they're going down to hide in the grass, and they get chased out of the grass. Very effective for trout. They love that chasing action. Now, we've caught the trout. Do you guys do anything special? I just put them on ice. Do you guys do anything else to them?
Not typically. Now, we are rather close to our house when we fish. We have a dock right by our house. Mm-hmm. So we have a little cooler sitting there, and I'll just put them a little bit on ice. We're not going to be going that far. I think if I was going to be out all day, I would like to go ahead and gut them, throw that over, still put them on ice, just to get that fishy smell out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I've never done it, but I'm not a big trout eater. My dad loves them,
yep.
But the one thing I would say about the trout is I like having a little bit of water with the ice. If I know I'm going to keep trout,
slush.
I want to take them off the hook, put them in there, so I want them to pass away from hypothermia.
Yep.
Hypothermia causes the blood and everything to come out of all the tissues, go to the brain, go to the guts to protect the inside so the fish stays alive, you know, that longer. It's a nice way to go because you're just going to sleep, by the way, for everybody who thinks this is cruel. It's not. The fish literally just goes to sleep.
Dormant.
Yeah. And but it draws a lot of that out of the meat naturally, so you don't have to bleed or gut or do anything. So it's a nice way to get them out. But so just throwing them on ice, don't think it really works as well. You got to have the water nice.
Yep. Yeah. Doesn't say you keep the fillets more white, which is much more appealing.
Exactly.
And less blood in them. So.
Yep. And it will take doing it this way takes away a lot of that fishy flavor. A lot of people don't want to have that fishy flavor, and that dampers
it
down.
So here's my last question before we get into the cooking part, which I don't know nothing about. When I keep some fish, for two people, I keep three. With trout, I just keep two trout, or even sometimes one if it's a little bigger. Mm. How many berry, if you had two people, how many fish trout would you keep?
So with just two people?
Just two people.
This is unfair advantage. Me and Barry's a little bit bigger than the average person, so we eat two by ourselves.
I was just going to say, two, 18-inch trout is, perfect for me.
Yep.
That's for you.
For me, I could put away 2
each. Okay. If me and Barry's eating, we'll probably have six of these lined up.
You feel like we're the little guys here? Poor Jay. He's even smaller.
Even I can eat
too long. I guess, man, I got old. I don't know what happened. I guess all this gray on my face, my appetite's gone. I mean, I'm going to do maybe one and I'm done. You know. All right, so that's good. So what you guys are saying, if you've got three people, you're going to keep 5 or 6 trout.
Yeah. But usually about 2 per person. Because by the time you fillet these out, they're not real meaty.
Yeah.
They do have some meat on them, but they're not extremely a big fish, you know, grouper
thick,
whatever.
Thick,
yeah.
That's always a question I get asked. Well, you know, we want to have dinner. How many fish should I keep for dinner?
Yeah.
So you're saying 2 per person.
Yeah, trout, two per person. If you get it somewhere between 15 to 19 inches, somewhere in that, 20 inches, something like that, I think you'll do well with that because it's kind of a thin meat. It's a very good meat, clean. Especially if you can get it away from that. So
I agree.
All right, so let's get a quick grace in here and then go to your cooking.
All right. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a glorious day, Father. And as we're about to prepare our fish, Father, we ask you to bless these things. Nurse it into our body and give our body the strength to serve you. And Father, we give you all the glory for allowing us to have this opportunity and for all your blessings in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so what we're going to be talking about it a little bit of the flavor we're going for is a pecan crust and chili pepper. That's what we're going to be kind of going after. I like zesty flavors. When I cook fish for Dad, I kind of keep I keep the zest out of it. So if you don't want the spicy flavor, keep the peppers off, okay? Just take those out. So the recipe will be the same. Just pull the peppers back some, okay? If you like it hotter, add a little bit more to it. That's the goal we're looking for. Here's your ingredients that you want to be looking for. You're going to need about 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil. You're going to need about 1 tablespoon of lemon zest. Okay, 1 teaspoon of crushed red peppers. Again, this is one of the items that you can leave out if you don't like spicy. 1 1/2 cups of pecan pieces. Okay, so that's your pecans. You want to crush that up. You don't want to go too small like dust, but you want to get it down to a small little size, maybe like a sunflower seed, something about like that. You know, you want to give them small little pieces there.
Good visual there.
Yep. 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour. Again, I think I told this on the radio show last time. We love Hudson Cream. They have an all-purpose. They have a self-rising. It's just a lot fluffier, a lot nicer to work with, okay? But whatever flour you can work with, that's what you got. Here's another one, 1 tablespoon of Cajun seasoning, which is, I use Tony Creole a lot. It's a blend of peppers, spices, and I can't use too much of that if mom and dad's eating. and a little bit of that will put a hurt on you if you're not used to those kind of spices. I love it, though, so I use a lot, okay? So on this one, it says a tablespoon. For something like I eat, I go a little thicker, all right? I go probably two, maybe three. It depends on what I'm cooking, because I want to, as it's cooking, I want to kind of sit this on there a little bit. You're going to need about a half a cup of milk. 2% works okay. I like using whole milk. I'm just that kind of guy. A large egg, 4 to 6 ounces of your trout, okay? So it's you're probably talking about 1.5 trout per person, okay? So we're in that window that we was just talking about. That's your area that you're going to be in. You're going to have, for your oil, you're going to have a half cup of pecan oil, a teaspoon of kosher salt, half a teaspoon of ground black pepper, and your garnish. This is for the end result. It gives it the appeal, okay? For the garnish, we're going to have chopped green onions. So you're going to dice those down to, you know, a small little coarse size, you know. Then you're going to have, I just found this out, it's called a Julian cut. Thank you, Jay, for that information.
You're welcome.
What this is a long, stringy cut of carrots and of squash. So you have a blend of colors. You have your green, your orange, and your yellow. It gives it a nice little pretty texture. I didn't know it was called Julian, by the way, so hey, there you go. And that's at the end. You're going to kind of splash and dash this up on top. All right, so in your the instructions for cooking this, I know this sounds like a lot, but hey, we're in radio land. We have to describe what we're doing because you can't see what we're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. So if you get an opportunity, write these down, re-listen to the show, whatever you got to do. We don't have the time yet on the show for the radio, but we're going to be out there on radio land pretty soon, right?
I think it's 11:30 on Sundays.
11:30 on Sundays.
But I'm not sure. I don't really remember. I've been booking so many shows on radio stations that I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Again, Frank's getting old. Anyway, there's the dagger.
I'm trying to look it up.
Guess whose show just got canceled?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Barry, if I get canceled, you get canceled.
we go down together.
Yeah, we're sunk on the ship together. And poor Jay, he's just getting started off. We're already sunk on the ship, too.
Guess I'm never doing this again.
At least you can get away. He won't remember your name.
Oh, wow. All right, so here's what we'd like to do. This is going to go back to our iron skillet. I love using iron skillets. They heat up nice.
I think it's Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
Oh, Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Oh, even better.
Yeah, right, so that's what it says here, but I don't know if it changed.
Oh, all right. We're 97.5 out of Northport, and we're shooting like Wednesday at 11 o'clock, roughly. But you can look us up. Cooking fish. Watch for it. Iron skillet, it heats up nice, it holds its heat nice, it's just a beautiful way to cook this fish, okay? We're going to heat the olive oil over a low heat. We don't want to go crazy with it, we just want it to get heated up. We're going to put our lemon zest, our peppers, our red peppers, remember we talked about that if you want it or not. We're going to cook about 5 minutes at this point. We're going to turn off the heat, let it cool, get it back to room temperature, and transfer the oil to a bottle or a jar and set aside. Now, this is going to be your splash and dash later when we're actually cooking, okay? So we're just setting up the flavoring right now, mm-hmm. All right? Did everybody get that picture?
Mm-hmm.
This is also a great way if you're be cooking any kind of fish, any kind of seafood. After it's cooked, you can have a little bit of extra of this and sprinkle it on as you're eating. It's a really good flavor. A lot of people use garlic and butter. This is another way you can go with it. In a bowl, your mixed bowl, you want to try to use your food processor. You're going to combine these things. You're going to combine your pecans, your half a cup of flour, your Cajun seasoning, again, to taste on that. You're going to kind of keep it going until it gets kind of smooth. You want a smooth texture out of this.
Now, are we talking mayonnaise or like ranch dressing?
What are probably more like the ranch dressing. Yeah, a little bit yet coarse, but you know, kind of thick. So probably about that ranch dressing kind. You're going to transfer the pecan mixture into a shallow bowl, and in a separate shallow bowl, whisk the milk and the egg to combine. That's your mix to kind of hold your crust to your fish. Pretty common, pretty standard. Then you're going to the third bowl. A lot of dishes here, by the way. Have a dishwasher. My wife's in the Philippines. So, oh, no, I mean the electronic dishwasher. Anyway, she's going to kill me for that one.
She gets back, his butt's going to be whooped. He's going to be scrubbing the kitchen floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
That's called How to Sleep on the Couch in 3, 2. There you go. So anyway, in the third bowl, you're going to put your remaining ingredients, your quarter cup of your flour. You're going to put your trout in there. You get it all into your dip, your mixture, and then you're going to kind of get them kind of soaked in pretty good. You're going to dip them off. You're going to put them in your pecan mixture on both sides, okay?
Now, are you leaving the skin on when you do this? Because I know trout's a very flaky fish. You want to fall apart on you while it's cooking.
Yeah.
So.
I do take that skin off. We're cooking on low heat. Okay. Even if it comes apart a little bit, it's still going to have a nice little texture to it. It's still going to have a nice look to it. But you are right. That's why that low heat's in there.
Okay.
But I like to take the skin off just for the flavor, okay, for this particular recipe. The skin and the way you get it prepped on the boat helps deter the fishy flavor that you're going to be adding to it. If you can smell this trout, if it becomes harsh to your smell, what you want to do is soak it in milk overnight, okay? That'll take away some of that wild flavor. Maybe make in the morning, wash off that milk, put a little bit of zesty Italian dressing, put it back in the refrigerator, and that's going to give that meat a little bit of time to change its flavor to you, okay? You still want the fish flavor. You don't have to do that. But like Dad over here, he's not real happy when he hits that that fish flavor. But, yeah, take that skin off. Back into our iron skillet. We're going to put our pecan oil. We're going to heat on about a medium heat, okay? We want it to, when it hits the pan, you want to hear that that sizzling sound, all right? That's what you want to get to. If you have it too high, it's going to burn up, and we don't want to do that. We're going to add our flays down to it, and you're going to cook this to about golden brown. And because of the thickness of the fish, you're only talking about 3 minutes. It's not going to be in there very long.
Okay.
So
that's
you
good.
Very
you
know. Thin.
Flip
that's good.
It over.
Very the worst thin. Thing you can do is overcook the fish, right?
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to do that. And so you want to get about 3 minutes, flip that thing over. You're going to have a golden rice look to it. And you're going to notice that this fish will kind of float up to the top. Most fish do. When you get it to about the right doneness, it's going to float to the top. You're going to have a nice golden texture to it. And then you're done. Then you're going to remove it from the pan. You're going to have your seasoned salt that earlier deal with in that little jug that we're going to have, and you're going to splash that onto the fillet. After that, you're going to put your garnish up on top of that, and let me tell you something. It'll rock your world. It is just an amazing, amazing fish.
It's making me hungry already.
What I like to add to that on the side, because this, again, I learned while I was in Sicily, and so what they did is they had their angel hair pasta. And the way you cook that is a little bit of butter inside of a pot. Have your angel hair pasta in there. Put you some parsley in with your noodles. Okay, so you want your noodles to attract that in.
Okay.
And some fresh garlic cloves. Okay, you're going to put that down in your noodles. That's all going to get into your noodle flavor. You'll take that. When the noodles are done, don't drain the noodles. You want to leave the water in with it. You want that seasoning there. You'll take a pair of tongs, take it out of the water, and kind of do a twist as you put it on the plate.
When you say twist it on top, like around the tongs when you take it out?
No, downward. You put your tongs downward.
So it makes like a little pile of pasta in the middle of the bowl.
That's right.
Like you're like a mop. I know that sounds like
Like a mop. Exactly.
I'm just to give you a visual on that. Yeah.
Man, that's a good analogy.
It
I like
is.
That.
It's a really good analogy.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. and to salivate this whole episode.
That's exactly the texture you want to, or the direction you want to do is that little mop look. You want to twist that, put that down in there. You can put a little bit of the garnish onto the side of this, on top of your fish, lay it out there, and it really makes a great mixture to it.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
If you throw a garlic knot in or something, hey, you're on the money then.
To be honest, like I've never heard a recipe for sea trout that's that, like, I'm just that excited to try. That's something I've never heard of before. That's very unique.
You need to come to the house one day. Right now, we're probably sitting 30 minutes from my house, so we need to have a fish fry one day. And we're going to come up, and I'm going to show you these recipes, and we can kind of work these out. My wife will be back Tuesday. She's going to help do some of the cooking for us. So the show, we're pre-recording this, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to record Monday of next week, so she won't be here for that.
Okay.
But the following week, she'll be here, and we're going to make some of this fish up, and then you guys can try some of this out.
Try it on air, maybe? And like
Yeah, we could.
Okay, wow.
We'll have it pre-made, put it in a cooler, and then You guys,
tell you guys exactly my our opinion, our food critic opinions.
There yeah,
we can become radio hosts and food critics at the same time.
Now we got our brother Jay here, right? And so he's heard my recipe. Now I want to try to swing this out there for the people that don't want to do the peppers and stuff. Like I said, you can extract that out. But give us another tip on this same fish using a trout. What would you like to target it if you're going to try to throw one out there?
Honestly, my favorite way to eat a trout, or actually most fish, is I'd actually just butterfly that thing open, leave the skin on it so it holds itself together. Get your cast iron skillet like you were talking about, and just blacken that thing. And be honest with you, I can make all these fancy sauces and stuff. My favorite thing to put on fish is just a fresh squeeze of lemon or a fresh squeeze of lime.
There you go.
It's refreshing. It's delicious. And I know, like you said, you don't like that fishy flavor. I love salmon.
Yeah.
I
like the fishy flavor.
The natural flavor of the trout, so I don't try to mask it or hide it or anything like that. I think that fish, the flavor of itself speaks for itself. So when I'm cooking something like that, I want that to stand out.
Very good. Okay. So a particular blacking that you like to use? Is there a brand or...
I don't like the ones that are extremely salty. I personally don't like a lot of salt in my food, so right. I go for the ones that are a little bit sweeter.
Okay.
There's a Mermaid Spice Company that makes a blackening seasoning that is phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something for the radio group that's out there that you might not know this. We don't have any sponsors. So when we tell you something that we use, it's of a personal experience,
exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you know, no sponsors to this. So if we tell you we use a pen rod, for instance, that's what we're using, guys. And it's not because Penn tells us to use that or a particular seasoning. I like using Tony Creel a lot. We don't have anybody buying into Tony Creel or buying our show or anything like that. It's just something that we like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't want anybody in the radio land where they're just plugging this in because that's – you know, they're getting paid to do that. This stuff works. It's stuff that we like. It's stuff that we've tried. If we don't like it, we don't like it. So speaking of that, last time we was here, we had this guy, Dave, on the show. We was working with Dave on there. I think Barry was here. Barry was here.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me onto these Reaper rods. We've been using Penn. We've had a few breakoffs because I'm a big guy. I'm a large guy.
Well, you've been using a lot of Shakespeare.
Yeah. Oh, Shakespeare. Yeah.
Shakespeare is what you've been using.
Shakespeare and Penn.
Yep.
But what happens is a lot of times I get a little over-aggressive. I put a little bit too much pressure on there.
Oh, say it's not so, Pastor Donnie. For those of you who don't know, Pastor Donnie could be a pro wrestler in another life.
He's not lying. And I hate when these fish take off on me, Barry. I can't stand that. You know what I mean? So I want to out-muscle these fish.
Yeah.
I'm not dainty with the rod. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what's his name inside there?
Austin.
Austin. He actually makes these things, right?
He hand-crafts these Reaper rods, yes.
Hand-crafts Reaper rod.
He's going to custom make you one, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's taking my size, how I like to work it, and he said, okay, tell me how you want to do this. And he is literally custom making my own rod. I've never had a custom rod before. And so we're going to try this Reaper rod out. So we're actually going to go tomorrow, right, Dad?
Yes.
Lord willing, blessing our heart, if God gets us out there on the water, we're going to try this Reaper rod out tomorrow, and we'll have some feedback next week and let y'all know how it worked out for us.
Yeah, and with the whole like rod breaking on you, you've had the experiences you've had before, they actually test every single rod before they build it in their store. They have like a testing machine. I mean, I've been in there. I've had custom rods made as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so like before they even put it on display, they test out every single rod to make sure there's no faults in any of their blanks. So
wow.
Yeah, so you've got one. I think he gave you one to try out tomorrow. You should be good to go.
It's kind of thick. It's kind of heavy rod. Something kind of they don't have a lot of forgiving at the tip. I had to get the name of it, but it's going to be interesting. Now, have you used a product before?
Yes, I have. Austin built me a custom tarpon rod for exactly
right?
This. I'm very particular for the grip, down to the grip and everything. So.
Okay. Let's see, Pastor Donnie. Before we eat, you guys did a great job with the recipe. Why don't you give us a little bit of say grace so that we can enjoy the meal in style.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to be signing off. We'll come back and we'll do one specifically with Mr. J here.
Amen.
All right.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for this day. And Father, we ask you to bless our food, our drinks. And Father, we're so reminded that there's many out in the world today doing without their hunger. They're with thirst, they're without shelter. Father, we lift them up to you, and we pray, Father, that you make all the provisions for them as you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, boys and girls, this has been Cooking Fish with Pastor Donnie. We got the Big Barry B, and you got Fish and Frank. And we had Jay almost on the show today. And Dad.
He got some black.
We're gonna rectify that on the next program. Yeah. So, gotta tell you, I'm gonna be cooking up some good recipes. So, we will see you on the next, or hear you, or hear us. One of those formats will be happening the next Fish Cooking Fish. Bye bye.
Very careful. Watch, you got good.